coming up this season on The Bachelorette.
After the show, it's the after party.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Tony from the Red Beard Podcast, and welcome to the second episode of The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony. This is actually our second episode. First episode, we talked about episodes 1 and 2 of The Bachelorette, and this episode, we're going to be talking about episodes 3 and 4. We've had a lot going on. You guys heard last week that we were expecting a little child, and Becca, what's going on with that?
The update is we had that little child, and her name exactly. is Ariel, and she came into the world on May 22nd, and it's been a whirlwind ever since, which is why we skipped last week. And okay, sorry, I was just catching up on some sleep. Anyway, but we're here, we're excited, and she's been watching The Bachelorette with us and weighing in on some of her favorites. But
definitely,
she doesn't want me to reveal who it is. She actually was reading Reality Steve, and I said, "Don't skip ahead." But she says she knows who wins, so we'll keep that on the back burner.
Yeah, I mean, you might hear her jump in vocally in a little bit because she definitely, you know, who knows?
She's a little bit of a Hannah Beast over there.
Yeah, she's sleeping right now, but she might wake up. Who knows? Thanks for bearing with us. Like I said, we're going to try to do this weekly, but if we don't bear with us, we are here. We will be checking in and recording as much as we can. So, last episode, a lot of stuff happened. People went home. But as promised, yesterday, was the Boston Newport episode. And I was, lucky enough to actually kind of watch the Boston, episode be filmed at Quincy Market, Faneuil Hall. And I can kind of reveal, some stuff that I saw and my thoughts on that. So stay tuned. So what are your thoughts on last week's episode?
Well, no, overall thoughts on the season. I have to say there's a lot that happens, and these make for very meaty episodes. And I don't mean testosterone filled, even though they are, because it is The Bachelorette. But I just feel like a lot happens. And I feel like we haven't had a good meaty season like this in a very long time. And Hannah's really holding her own as The Bachelorette, and it's been enjoyable to watch.
Right. She's not afraid to send people home, too, which is, I think, what people want. You know, they want a bachelorette who's not just going to mess around. She's like, fine, I'm not feeling it, you're out. If I think you're bullshit, you're out.
Yeah. And those who weren't really feeling Hannah as the bachelorette, I feel like a lot of people are turning around.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like the fact that, you know, she's, you know, really kind of calling people out, you know, like always be corny or always be Cam. That jackass went home last week because he was just full of it. And I think people saw right through it. And so did she. I do think that the one interesting thing about this season is that the guys are sticking together. They're kind of supporting each other a little bit more than
I was to expect. Yeah, it's very kumbaya.
But I think it's easy for that to happen because they all have a common enemy, which is Luke P.
Yeah, it's kind of like Chad from a few seasons ago, where Chad was just sort of that alpha male that all the guys hated. And then Chad actually went on to be another star on Bachelor in Paradise. And he continues to try to do reality TV. But anyway, Luke P is very much that guy.
Yeah.
That is like enemy number one. And I mean, Jesus told him not to have sex anymore when he was in the shower. So he's got that going on for him.
Yeah.
But what I like about this season is that sometimes you're yelling at the TV, like, how can they not see how bad this guy is? Where Hannah, the jig is kind of up. Like, she gets it. She's seeing through what's happening.
Yeah. But I feel like she's very attracted to him, which is why she's like hoping that there is like this other side to him, because they had like a good like first vibe. He got the first impression role. She's really digging him. But you know, when you have that many guys saying that like he is the main problem, and then you actually get to see like how aggressive he is and how violent he can be, and I mean, I just feel like the writing's on the wall, and you know, maybe it's time to send this guy home. You know, like if enough people are talking smack about him, What else is like holding you? I mean, like, let's go get it. Let's boot him.
Well, maybe, you know? Because he makes some pretty decent TV and he's got that going on. Last week's episode, just because I can't remember a ton from it, because it feels like it was years ago.
Yeah.
I thought the labor pains thing was a little corny with Jason Biggs and his wife, but
it's so weird they got Jason Biggs out of all people.
He loves The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. He loves the franchise. So I think what the franchise likes to do is reach out to their biggest actual celebrity.
Then they should probably get David Spade
fans.
On.
I know.
Yeah, David that would
Spade
be awesome.
Does love The Bachelor. You're right. But then, like, there was that whole thing with Mike and his really sad story from his past, where he revealed to Hannah that he, unfortunately, he and his fiance or girlfriend at the time had lost a baby, which was really emotional. And then Cam ruins it. And then Cam has his own story. And it was...
didn't make any sense.
It was bizarre, to say the least. But I mean, this was this particular episode that we just had was a huge episode for us here in Rhode Island because of how it was filmed. It was filmed right here in the Ocean State, and I just think it was so funny at the beginning where Chris Harrison comes walking in. By the way, Chris not wearing a ton of suits lately.
Yeah, no.
Very dressed, very casual Friday, Chris.
He doesn't have to. He's on set for what, like 2 seconds?
Yeah. And he comes in and he's like, guys. We're going to Newport, Rhode Island. Like, and I remember talking to you about this when we first realized that they were going to be filming in Newport. And we were kind of like, half those guys aren't going to even know where they're going. They're going to be like Long Island. Like,
But it was funny because they were all like, yeah.
And then and the producers then, like, were probably like, guys, you got to be really excited.
Yeah. And then as they're walking off like set or whatever, at the end of that scene, one guy goes, Newport. It's just like, really, dude? Like Newport, Rhode Island. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like Newport, Rhode Island is... really beautiful in the summer. It's a rich area. There's a lot of, you know, ocean around you. It's really is beautiful. A lot of nice beaches, but it's just like, I feel like when you live maybe like 40 minutes away and you frequent Newport in the summer, it's just kind of like one of those, it definitely is a tourist attraction, but it's just like, for us, it's like down the road.
Right. Well, I mean, we take it for granted. That's the thing, because it really is the city by the sea. It's a great destination.
And they love to film like the best parts. Like, I mean, like, not that there are bad parts of Newport, but I mean, like, they're filming like where the mansions are. They're filming shots of the ocean. Yeah. There are some places in Newport that are like, they just look like a normal place.
Right.
You know, so whatever.
But no, it was really interesting to see it. Like, even though they filmed it in March, so it was kind of a little bit dismal out. And cold. Yeah. And but they took on the whole New England thing. So now, Tony, you work in Boston.
Yeah.
And you actually saw some of the filming go down. You saw Jed and Hannah
on their date.
In the photo booth. So talk to us about that.
So basically what happened was, is I heard they were kind of filming at Faneuil Hall, or that's where they were going to be. And so on my lunch break, I literally was like, oh, let me take a walk over. And I turned around a corner right near there and I saw kind of like the black Mercedes like van. And I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, they're definitely here. So I walk into Quincy Market, and basically all Quincy Market is it's this really long inside strip where it's just little kind of like, think of it like this, like if you ever go to like a food court, right, like a mall, and they have kind of like, you know, what, like an Arby's and then a Chinese restaurant and then like a seafood place. It's literally walking by that, but they have restaurants on both sides of you, and you can literally like do 3-4 steps one way and 3 steps to the right and the left, and there's like, you know, shops there. So you just walk straight down the middle of this like food, you know, aisle. And so I see these cameras and I'm like, okay, they got to be here. And then Hannah B walks right by me. And I didn't even know it was her because she was a lot shorter than I expected.
Yeah, so is she tiny?
Super tiny.
Super, how tall is she?
I mean, like, I'm 6'2". She has to be like 5'4", 5'5". She's really not that. Like, Jed is not a small, is not a big guy either. I mean, he's looking at least maybe like 5'8".
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, the weird thing too is that when they were at, when they were actually playing basketball with the Celtics.
Yeah, with Jaylen Brown and Scary Terry.
Yeah, that was weird because Jed actually looked like somewhat tall next to them, and those guys are actually pretty tall. So there had to be some kind of camera work going on there because that was super weird. And they were not tall in person when I walked by them. But anyway, it's just interesting to see how The Bachelorette or Bachelor is filmed when you are there watching it happen. Because they make it look like it's super private and they have this intimate date where they're walking around and looking at different kiosks and shops. And it's not like that at all, because when you have cameras around you, it's grabbing everybfaneverybody's attention. Yeah. And Boston, like Faneuil Hall, is like a tourist attraction.
So unnatural.
So everybody was like, wait a minute. Some people didn't even know who they were.
Oh, of course.
They were just like, wait a minute. Are those people celebrities? Because they're being followed by cameras. And then people were like, oh, it's Hannah from The Bachelorette. And so they have like the camera, two cameras following them. And then they have about five people standing around them with walkie-talkies and clipboards. And then they also have other people who are like security that are like, no pictures, no pictures. Which is like, dude, you're in the middle of a tourist attraction. Everybody has a cell phone. It's going to be impossible for you to have people not take pictures. I mean, I got pictures like super easy and sent them to you. So, I mean, but they just seemed kind of like they were trying to ignore the fact that there were all these people around
them. That's going to be so awkward, like especially because you're trying to really get to know somebody.
That's the thing. It's
and
like
you have all these people gawking at you like you're at the friggin' zoo.
Well, it's like you're putting on you're trying to put on your best for Hannah. And you're also trying to put on your best for this audience around you, you know, because you know these people are watching you.
Yeah. Speaking of Jed, a lot of people seem to think he's a front runner.
I could see that. I mean, I feel like Jed's a decent dude. I mean, when I kind of saw them together in Boston, I was kind of like, oh, he looks like the typical guy, like, you know, from The Bachelor or whatever.
The hair.
Yeah, you know, definitely. But I mean, they seem to kind of have a good vibe together. I mean, he bought her some kind of like candy or something. And then they went over to this kiosk and he bought some boxer shorts that said Boston on them, which I thought was really funny.
They didn't show that though, right?
No, well, they showed him holding a bag and it definitely had that in it. But it was interesting because there's a photo booth that they pop into. And right when I was getting ready to head out and go back to work, there were two cameras, like, you know, basically pointed right at the little curtain of the photo booth. And I kind of like was going to walk by and I pretended I didn't know what was going on. I just needed to get back to work. And as I'm walking there, I kind of look at one of the guys with the cameras and kind of like get the hand signal, like, can I just go? And he like gives me the okay to walk through.
Yeah.
So while they were actually taking those pictures in the photo booth, I literally walked right by the photo booth outside to get back to work. So that was kind of funny to know that while that was being shown on TV, I was literally outside the photo booth walking by.
Too bad we didn't see you on TV, though.
Yeah, I was looking for my shoes or like trying to find myself in the background, maybe like, you know, my shoulder or something. But I'll probably go back and watch it again to double check. But I mean, it's awkward. It's super weird. Like, that would be probably the most uncomfortable environment for me to try to meet somebody.
Yeah, but they probably do some training with you. Like, hey, just ignore everybody around you and just try. I mean, it's hard to try to act natural, right?
Yeah, it really is.
So they end up going to Newport. It's funny, again, living around here because you're thinking to yourself, oh my God, they went from Newport to Boston back to Newport. Ew, yeah, well, drive.
Well, from here to Newport, it's an hour.
Because Rhode Islanders are classically known to being very lazy about because of how small our state is. We're like, oh, we can get anywhere in 10 minutes.
Yeah, so if it's more than 10 minutes, it's
like
a drive.
Oh, you got to pack lunch. Snacks, right. So, but anyway, back in Newport, they ended up doing the whole rugby thing.
But to that point, though, about the travel, I mean, like from here to Newport, it's an hour. From me to get to Boston, it's an hour. Mm-hmm. So from Newport to Boston, it's 2 hours. So 2 hours there and 2 hours back. They made it seem like it was just like this like down night. The road thing. It's like that was a commute, man. Boston and Newport. Boston is in Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's
Newport is in Rhode Island.
Like they were like, okay, we can't just do Newport. Like we have to do something with Boston involved, you know, just to get more of the country in on it. Because a lot of people, like we said, probably don't.
Plus, they probably had that deal with the Celtics.
Yeah. True. Right. And Jaylen Brown, the weird love guru. I liked it. I was feeling it. It was just it was random.
He was like LeBron James in that Amy Schumer movie. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what it was like for me. So,
train wreck.
Yeah.
But anyway, the watching the rugby thing go down, it was cool. I was trying to look for extras that maybe we knew. I didn't really see too many. But it was pretty rough to watch.
Yeah. It was weird. I mean, I know where that is in Newport. It's just kind of like this fort or whatever, but it's, I don't know. It's weird. I mean, that's where you get to see, again, Luke P's true colors, where he like body slammed Luke S for no reason.
The whole thing, that's where it all came from. And then I know a lot of you, it's so funny. I'm looking at Twitter now and you know how Kevin had to go to the hospital?
Yeah, for his shoulder. Yeah.
Everybody's like, and I feel kind of bad because, like, it kind of puts Newport Hospital, like, in a bad light. But they're like, one person tweeted, did Kevin go to the hospital during the Civil War? Because remember how I was pointing out that the cast looked like it was from, like, Ichabod Crane days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was kind of one of the more not lighthearted moments, but Twitter was definitely loving that. Twitter cannot get enough of John Paul Jones. I mean, the guy's not going to make it far, but man, he is fun to watch.
He's just such a weird dude. I mean, like, I think it was like what did he say yesterday? He was like, yeah, like, yeah. Then he's like, I don't even know. And he was like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, what does that even mean?
Dude, what are you saying?
What is he doing?
Yeah.
So the pilot is like really hot for Hannah.
Yeah. He's definitely a little, but he's hot for Hannah in like a creepy way.
You think?
Like, I feel like it's a fake confidence with him. I don't really understand. I don't know. Like I said, I don't understand why she's really as into him as she seems to be. I mean, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Just doesn't seem like the guy for Hannah.
I think he makes it far though.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, even if he doesn't make it far, he can probably fly there. I think that if anything, the one guy that's going to go super far is going to be Tyler C.
Yeah, Tyler C is really cute.
He's actually one of those dudes that he just looks like an Ivy League. Like,
he looks like, that's the thing. Like, if you profile him, you're like, oh, he looks like an asshole. But like, really, then like once they started talking and stuff, you're like, oh, this guy's like
he cares about his dad and his and all that stuff. And that was really cool. And I think he just got like a confidence about him. He just looks like a young, you know, with honors Brendan Fraser to me.
Okay.
You know, but like, no, I mean, he's a decent guy. I mean, I think he genuinely has a good vibe with Hannah. She feels kind of safe about him. She was down in the dumps, you know, basically crying on the docks of Newport, which I thought was funny because she was just sitting out
down
there.
Down in the docks.
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of weird, but I just don't know if I can do this.
Well, again, I go back to Hannah's like a relatable chick. Like, she's got her good days and she's got her bad days. I mean, listen, mental health is a big deal right now, and maybe she suffers from something we don't know about. But back to the guys for a second. If Mike doesn't make it far, Mike could easily be the next Bachelor. There is something about Mike I like so much, and I really feel like he could be our first African-American Bachelor. The time has come, and yeah. I feel like he could kill it depending on how far he makes.
He definitely would be good. I the thing with Mike though is that I mean he's an outspoken guy. I feel like he's real when he has to be, especially like he's not afraid to kind of stand up to Luke P. But I don't know, there's something a little weird about him to me. I don't know exactly what it is yet, but I feel like he's a little into himself, but
because he's always like, you know, I'm the outspoken one. I'm jovial. I can see that, but I don't know. There's something, I'm just going to keep saying it. There's something about him. I like him.
No, I could definitely see it.
Connor seems so young.
Yeah.
Connor just seems like, first of all, he looks like Tanner of Tanner and Jade from the Bachelor franchise. And he's just so, I don't know. I don't really see him going for it.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of feel the same way about that kid, Dylan. You know what I mean? I mean, he seems like a nice guy.
He's like a baby.
Yeah, exactly. I think Garrett has a good shot.
Garrett is definitely, he's pulling rank. Something, and he's from Birmingham. Like, yeah. He's from where she's from.
But he also, he just has this confidence about himself too. I mean, like he is the one of the guys that, you know, basically called out Luke P in front of everybody in that room. And let's just talk about that for a second, because that's something that I kind of bothered me yesterday. So we're watching the episode, and you know, you got Luke S, who owns this, you know, tequila company or this brand that he's working on, right? And for whatever reason, Luke P decides to tell Hannah that he doesn't think that Luke S is here for the right reasons and that he's just here to promote his tequila brand and blah, 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 blah. So once you say something about somebody, your credibility goes out the window on this show, because it's like once something negative is said about you, you might not be there for that person. Yeah, your credibility's out the window and your trust is kind of screwed. So he's been trying to save himself by explaining exactly that's not the thing. And like one of the other guys I thought was funny, just said in passing when he brought up what Luke P had said, he was like, "You own like a tequila brand, man? I didn't even like know that."
Right.
So obviously he's not going around trying to promote himself. Right. So he basically tries to explain to Hannah what's going on. And You know, he's like, look, you know, I'm a more, my parents are both social workers and they brought me up to, you know, be, to have a strong moral fiber and my character is everything. Mm. You know, I just wanted to know where you stand with your intentions. And she was like, I'm still a little confused. I don't really know, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know exactly. I gotta rest on it. Right. So he goes back into the room with these other guys and he was like, hey man, he's like, so, you know, do you really feel like I'm here for that? And Luke P is like, no, he's like, I don't feel like you're here for that. He's like, then why did you tell her that? Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I think that you should go back in and like explain that, like, that's not the case. Right. He's like, oh, I plan to actually clear that up, that you are here for the right reasons. And so, and then Garrett says, yeah, you can't just go in there and say like, he's here for the right reasons. You have to say, I was wrong. I lied about what I said about Luke S. Like, you have to be very clear about that, right? And he's like, no, all right, I will. And he walks in there, basically says, Luke S. told me to come in here and talk him up. Ever since, you know, whatever I told you about him and his brand, nothing has changed. Which was, like, the complete opposite of right. What he was said he was going in there to say. He basically just kind of played him again. So he comes back in, and Luke S. talks to Hannah, and Hannah just said that Luke P. said, he just came in here and told me that, like, you told him to come in here and talk you up. He's like, that's not at all what was supposed to happen. He was supposed to come in here and tell you the truth about what's mm-hmm. going on. And I think it's kind of interesting that in that moment where he said his character is everything, I would have said, hey, can you follow me for a second?
Yeah.
Brought her into the room with the other guys. And in front of everyone, I would have said, hey, can somebody explain to Hannah the conversation that just happened between me and Luke P? And when you have 13, 14 guys vouch for you and basically call him out, he is done. I just don't understand this back and forth bullshit.
I know that. Well, cause it was just really drawn out.
Yeah. And the other thing is, and then she's like, oh, can you guys come in here and talk about it in front of me? Like, it doesn't matter if they're in front of you and they talk about it. Luke P already lied. He's going to continue to lie to save his ass. He doesn't care. You know, so it's almost like she doesn't want to believe it.
I think what's going to end up happening is we're going to reach that point in the season where you get the 2-on-1 date and it's the two people who really hate each other in the house. And then one person obviously gets left and then the other person makes it. And they're going to do the two Lukes against each other because I think we're... Not, I don't want to say halfway, but we got rid of 15 or half the guys already. So,
well, I'm still waiting for the episode where like Luke P is like screaming at some dude, like, I'm not going to let you mess this up for me. Like, that's where you see, like, he's yelling at somebody and I think it might be Luke S. I don't know.
So maybe it'll be next week.
Yeah. If Luke S goes home, then that's poor judgment on her part. And he even said, he was like, karma's a bitch, man. He's like, and you're going to get yours.
So, I can tell you that the schedule for next week is a little messed up because of the NBA finals. So I think it's not going to be on Monday night. It's actually going to be on Tuesday night.
Okay. So that would push back our episode one night. So just be aware of that.
Yes.
Any other
thoughts on the season so far or last night's episode?
I'm enjoying it, man. I mean, I really like this. I really like the drama. It was as usual. I mean, it is meaty this season. This has been kind of a fun watch. I also really did enjoy kind of seeing like our hometown.
Yeah.
It was just like a nice like refresher, like seeing things you actually recognize.
I know.
And being able to kind of be like, I've been there. I can relate to this. I know where that is.
Like, yeah, we should use Hannah for like a new marketing campaign when she's like, welcome to Rhode Island.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was so funny. Rhode Island. It was Rhode just so Island. Funny. But it's funny too. Like I said, Newport is a summer town and they were there clearly in the winter because she's wearing like winter clothes. And when I was in Quincy Market at Faneuil Hall, I was wearing my like my like pea coat. It was cold out,
yeah.
You know, but hey, whatever it is, it's been fun.
So do you have a favorite or a front runner like that you think is going to make it?
For me, I think it's going to be
because you were all in with Colton season and you were all in on Cassie. So do you have somebody that you're all in on this particular season?
So right now, I think my choice to win is going to be, as of now, is going to be Tyler C.
Okay.
But I also say I have a second and a third place.
Okay.
Second is going to be, and I'm just trying to find his picture. Where the hell is it? There's so many names. And
Garrett?
I can't. Yeah, Garrett. But I think Garrett is going to be a third for me. Second is going to be Jed.
Yeah, Jed is my front runner, 100%. Yeah. I think that she and Jed will end up together at the end. She did say in the press that she is engaged.
Yeah.
So it's not one of those open-ended things like with Colton.
Yeah.
Where it's like, is he or isn't he? He wasn't. He and Cassie are still very much together. But Hannah's definitely engaged, so we'll see.
And a point, and to your point, you said this last episode that you were concerned about Jed being there for his music career.
Well, I think that after you made the point when we were just talking about it, like, at least he kind of said it. Like,
well, that's the thing. Like, he fessed up and said, I originally came out here for a platform, but once I got to know you, I realized I actually do really want to get to know you and I actually really like you.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool that he was forthcoming about that, and I think that she respected that and actually gave him the rose because of it. So good for him. But that confirmed your initial thought about him when we talked about him last episode.
I've never been a fan of musicians going on the show. I mean, leave the musician stuff to people like Jake Owen, who performed at the Jane Pickens Theater in Newport on this week's episode.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, we got to go be some parents.
Yeah, and by the way,
be somebody's parents.
If you think the Jane Pickens Theater is really cool, just know that right next door, it's attached to a Gap. But anyway, it's right on the same street. So
Fall into the Jane Pickens Theater.
But yeah, you know, they let you see what they want you to see. So anyway, with that being said,
if you did not receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Tuesday night, and you can find us on Anchor, iTunes, and any of your podcast listening platforms.